As the ushers pass out these little handouts, I offer my annual little reflection. Color in the lines. Perhaps you can remember this encouragement to your younger self, or you offering it to a child or grandchild. In my daily passes through our school, I try to offer it gently as the rainbow-colored turkey or the green-shaded Santa begins to have that color kind of flooding around them. No matter our final artistic judgments, these sheets are left better than when they began. The black outline on a white page is not meant to stay that way. It's meant for color. This weekend, I take my annual opportunity to reflect on our parish coloring project, the ways in this last year we have attempted to add a little more color to our world, to highlight even some of those ways that we might have seemed to stray outside the lines some. Here at St. Rita, we are meant to color our world. The handout the ushers have passed out to you should show that brightly, those spaces of added color, particularly that front page with Deacon Doug Bush, that coloring occurring headline. Attendance and prayer opportunities here at St. Rita have increased. More are considering entering the church and learning in our school, our young adults, our food pantry partnerships, our church beautifying projects. All point to the coloring of our church and territory that we haven't previously seen. We still have other areas that need to pop. There's no doubt about that. We're continuing to reflect on how we might bring together our seniors more, how we might connect our parishioners' needs and gifts more, how we might reveal the beauty of our faith into our neighborhoods more. When we think fiscally, financially, we probably first think of, say, the $30,000 boiler that is currently and finally scheduled to be replaced this week. Y'all will be excited about that. And the bricks and mortar that we're always paying attention to. But growing ourselves allows us to grow our ministry, our purpose, our response to God's first gift to us. When we take these steps, sometimes it might seem like we're coloring outside the lines. We've been opening up the bulletin to a lot of red, a color we'd prefer to be left in the box. If you pay attention to the collection versus budget, seemingly there's a weekly deficit. And yes, that weekly chart shows that we're still overly dependent on extraordinary income, on income received outside of the collections from property rentals or other sources that could change. But we don't set budgets on a whim without a plan or consultation, nor do we stop coloring just because the page might look different in 5 years. Collections have increased 40%. They were the highest in recent memory, as you can see on the flip side of that form. We had a $100,000 surplus all last year, which the Finance Council recommended to partly use to hire Brittany Bro, our school parish social worker, bringing daily stability to our scholars and connecting the dots for our parish outreach on this side of the campus. We are coloring in the process of allowing God to brighten us and thus brighten our world. And we have more blank spaces yet to brighten. I ask you simply, as I always do, just to take a look at the handout, get a better sense of what the dollars and cents of our parish look like, and see how God is inviting you to brighten his world, to take a greater part in our coloring project at this time. I thank you for that, for your attention, for your support, and certainly for your prayers.